With Montana News, I'm Corin Cades Carney. The Montana Supreme Court has sided with solar power developers who accused regulators and the state's largest utility of trying to kill renewable energy projects. Justices in a 4-3 opinion upheld a lower court ruling that said state regulators knew their actions would hurt solar development when they suspended a federal law requiring companies to buy power from alternative energy sources. The Public Service Commission set rates in 2017 that solar developers said lowered the economic feasibility of small projects. Chief Justice Mike McGrath wrote that the PSC's decision was clearly erroneous. More than 30 inmates at the Yellowstone County Jail in Billings have tested positive for COVID-19. Sheriff Mike Linder says about 30 of 70 men in one housing unit tested positive. In Cascade County, Sheriff Jesse Slaughter said in a news conference this afternoon that more than 50 inmates at the county jail have tested positive for COVID-19. The majority of Montana's 150,000 public school students returned to classes this week, but many will be shadowed by uncertainty after health officials warned of potential closures if coronavirus trends worsen. A small school district near Billings canceled classes for 2 days following an infection so the K-12 campus could be cleaned. More than 8,200 small Montana businesses have received state grants to help get through the coronavirus pandemic. That's according to numbers released by the Montana Department of Commerce late last week. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News spoke with one recipient in Three Forks.
Joe Peterson, the owner of Three Forks Saddlery, says sales were up this summer as people looked to horseback riding as a way to get out of their homes. But he's worried about what could happen this winter. The business typically takes in tens of thousands of dollars in December at the National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas.
It's been a huge deal for us because we get to sell a lot of saddles and get a lot of saddle orders. And so it kind of helps us through the winter. And so now we just found out we don't get to go.
Like a lot of sports, rodeo organizers are trying to figure out how to operate under a pandemic and may not allow fans. Peterson says receiving grant money through the state's business stabilization program has given him some peace of mind.
This grant has been amazing to help us get some extra inventory, and so we don't have to do as much buying and pay for our employees, you know, when it starts slowing down.
Businesses with fewer than 50 employees and revenue loss due to the pandemic were eligible for grants up to $10,000 or 3 months of working capital through the state's business stabilization program. Since May, it's funneled more than $123 million of federal coronavirus relief money to small businesses. Businesses awarded a grant prior to August 12th are eligible to receive a second round of funding. New applicants can apply for up to 6 months of working capital or a $20,000 grant. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.
COVID-19 cases have been found in several county jails in Montana. Cascade County Sheriff Jesse Slaughter said in a news conference this afternoon that 53 inmates and 2 employees at the local detention center have tested positive for the virus. Yellowstone County officials have announced that about 30 men tested positive for the virus at its jail in Billings. Air quality rapidly deteriorated this afternoon across much of Montana because of wildfire smoke. As Edward O'Brien reports, it's going to stick around for at least a few more days.
At least 8 western Montana cities reported air quality that was unhealthy for sensitive groups. That's the Montana Department of Environmental Quality's way of saying kids and adults with respiratory disease like asthma should limit prolonged exertion outside. Most of the state's remaining air monitoring stations reported moderate air quality. The main culprit? California's wildfires. Smaller local fires burning in Idaho and Montana aren't helping clean the air. Montana-based journalist Kathleen McLaughlin tweeted out this eye-grabbing observation Monday afternoon. According to the Air Quality Index, Butte's air quality was twice as bad as in Beijing, China. Missoula City County air quality specialist Sarah Cofield says it looks like air quality should improve somewhat starting Wednesday. In the meantime, Montanans are urged to avoid breathing in more smoke than necessary and spend time inside in a place with cleaner air. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
The Montana Supreme Court has sided with solar power developers who accused regulators and the state's largest utility of trying to kill renewable energy projects. Justices in a 4-3 opinion upheld a lower court ruling That said, state regulators knew their actions would hurt solar development when they suspended a federal law requiring companies to buy power from alternative energy sources. The Public Service Commission set rates in 2017 that solar developers said lowered the economic feasibility of small projects. Chief Justice Mike McGrath wrote that the PSC's decision was clearly erroneous. Firefighters are working to extinguish several wildfires across the region. A 1,700-acre fire burning southeast of Norris in Montana's Madison Valley has killed livestock and is threatening a high-voltage power line. The Bradley Creek fire was first reported yesterday afternoon and is about 20% contained. Its cause is unknown. A lightning-sparked fire southeast of Elk City, Idaho, is belching out lots of smoke that's impacting Montana's air quality. The 2,400-acre Schistler fire is burning in timber with 0% containment. The Cinnabar fire actively burned Sunday night. That 90-acre incident is burning in heavy, dead, and downed beetle-killed timber in the Welcome Creek Wilderness on the Missoula Ranger District. The Missoula City County Health Department says it's unlikely to send smoke into the Bitterroot and Missoula Valleys, but may dirty the air in the Rock Creek drainage. Montana wildlife officials plan to restore bighorn sheep in a southwest Montana mountain range, where the animals had been killed off due to disease. The State Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Department plans to transport the sheep from Wild Horse Island on Flathead Lake to the Tendoy Mountains near Lima. I'm Corin Cates-Carney. This is Montana Public Radio News.